whereas that one is more delicate and formed like the petal of a flower. But either way, the process is the same thing.
His warehouse-sized studio sits on the hill of a county road in Missouri Heights. It looks out at a snowy Mount Soperus and the jagged peaks of the Elk Range. The studio smells like fresh-cut wood. Sculptures made from wood and steel spring from the floor, cling to the wall, and dangle from the ceiling. Though Searles has expressed himself with other mediums, he says he's long preferred woodworking.
The idea of chopping something, it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. We as humans have hewed out shapes of all sorts.
When creating a piece, Searles says the philosophy and the science of his work carry as much weight as the aesthetics.
I mean, when you look at art, you really do have to ask it the basic questions of what are you? What are you doing? What are you saying? And it's kind of nice when the art can take you somewhere.
On this day, Searles doesn't have much time to tinker in his toy shop. He's about to leave town for a gallery opening with his wife, artist Charmaine Locke. The pair relocated to Carbondale together in the late 90s after raising their family in Texas. That's where Searles grew up.
In what I call nature's lap. My grandmother had a thorn tree hedge around her house that was virtually impenetrable. When I was little, I was very aware of it because it was all through the fields, you know, so we would run through the fields and playing, and there would be things that would stick you.
Although he's exhibited in major galleries worldwide, he says he's used to his work landing in unconventional places, like the Roundabout in Carbondale. His latest venture takes his sculptures to the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport's new duty-free shop.
Man, it's kind of a high-dollar enterprise. You know, they sell lipstick and perfumes and, you know, really nice bottles of whiskey.
And in the center of the store will be some of Searles' largest sculptures, acting as part of a rotating exhibit.
Where I'm taking my art to is not a traditional art place.
In order to see it, you need to be a ticketed international traveler flying in or out of Dallas. According to the airport, 13 million people pass through that international terminal a year from all over the world. A river of humanity, as Searles calls it.
It's people who have the means to travel. It's people who have the means to fly from one capital to another. Listen, I know all about where you show and where you don't and why you do and why you don't.
But no matter where it's shown, his work is still art, and he's not above trying alternative galleries.
It's just a fact of life if you want to make a living doing what I do. So, yeah, I would go there. I would go show in the terminal. You know, I would go show at a duty-free. I'll take it. I'll go play in their river.
The new duty-free at DFW will open the first week of February. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.